It was funny. During my PhD studies over at Arizona State University, my mother started hanging out at this neighborhood diner. And the diner was always a part of the neighborhood. And maybe we went there once a month, but my mother started going there 3 times a day following the death of my father. And following the death of my father, my mother lost a lot of weight. The term is called geriatric anorexia, because many surviving spouses actually lose a lot of weight following the death of a spouse because eating loses its social emphasis. You know, think about how many times you eat because the other person's eating and you may not even be hungry. And she also experienced loneliness because she was the first of her friends to lose a spouse. So she felt like a third wheel. And she went into this neighborhood cafe alone. And the manager of the cafe, his name was George, said to her, "You know what? I'm going to put you with another woman who recently lost her husband." And she met this woman named, her name was Andrea, and they started to have dinner together. And then she met a morning group, and then she met an afternoon group. And she was actually at this diner 2 to 3 times a day. She became a regular.
There are some theories about place and what meanings people attribute to places. I think you call them place meanings in your study.
Right. I actually developed a theory about how people use third places. Some people use a place like a coffee shop simply to obtain beverages and some food. That's place's function. Other people can use a third place to meet their friends. That's place as gathering. Then there's other people who state that the third place is actually their home away from home. And in some cases, the third place may actually become more of a home to a customer than the residential home. And that's using the place as home, really an extension of a residential home.
In 2006, you decided to conduct some research at this restaurant. Are you able to name the restaurant?
The restaurant is called Cappy's, and it's located on the border of Niles and Morton Grove in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a simple neighborhood diner.
Yet you write that the owner potentially knows everyone in the community.
The owner is critical in putting networks together. See, in every third place, social relationships typically form between customers or between employees. But what makes Cappy's unique is that the owner tends to put like other customers together. He encourages the social interaction via an introduction that may take a longer period of time. So the owner acts as the conduit of putting like others together.
So what did you want to study when you decided to explore the social role of third places in your first study in 2006?
Well, marketers are obsessed with the term loyalty. We always want to understand, why is a customer loyal to a company or to a website? And when I started to understand that my mother was going to a cafe 3 times a day, but more importantly, when she wasn't going to be at the cafe, she would have to call the restaurant to let them know that she was okay, but she was out of town. And the restaurant actually kept a card, and they would indicate that she's not going to be in for 2 weeks because she's on vacation. Now, that to me is beyond loyalty.
Yeah.
This is called what in marketing we call ultimate loyalty, where your self-identity and your social identity are infused with a product or a place. And I really wanted to understand the process of ultimate loyalty and how these customers become so attached to a third place. I really wanted to understand customers who use a third place as an extension of home. And what I found is that all of these customers had experienced a major loss of support in their lives. Many of the customers at the third place who used the place as a home had recently experienced the death of a spouse. Or many of them were chronically ill with a major illness. And another group were recent retirees. And the common linkage is that because they had all experienced major losses of social relationships, they needed social support. And that's what they got from other people and employees in the third place.
You basically took field notes and did interviews of of about 83 people, right?
Right.
You came up with direct quotes of individuals that you wrote down, right?
Exactly. But and from the quotes, I also developed the theory of how people use third places. And essentially, the theory states that all people need social support to live. That's a basic psychological need. And there's two types of social support that emerge as being essential to human health. The first one's companionship. And that's the feeling that companionship relates to feelings of being part of an engaging social network. Feeling as though you simply have friends. Emotional support is typically the support that a spouse or a partner provides another individual. And that tends to be more personal and private support. Well, what I discovered is that customers who use the third place as a gathering spot need companionship in their lives. And customers who use the place as home need both companionship and emotional support. So really what we see is that the employees and customers in third places can replace the support that someone loses after experiencing the death of a spouse, after losing a job, after losing friends who run away from those who experience a chronic illness.
So your hypothesis was essentially that you thought that the more loss someone had endured in their life, the more social support they'd get from the third place, right?
Exactly.
And that held true?
Exactly. And in fact, later research showed that many of the waitresses who worked at the cafe and who are active in providing support to customers, they themselves need support because many of them are both emotionally and physically abused at home. So the customers actually provide support to the waitresses, and the waitresses also provide support to the customers. So you have this reciprocal relationship of customers providing support to employees and employees providing support to customers.
If you could tell me about two of the customers that mentioned how they use Cappies.
Yeah, I remember the stories of it happened yesterday. I was talking to Andrea in the restaurant, and she had left her favorite waitress, Ruthie, a $20 tip. Now, her dinner bill, I believe, was like $13, and she left Ruthie a $20 tip. So I said to Andrea, why did you leave such a large tip? And Andrea said to me, she said, Mark, I just got a great deal. She said, Ruthie talked to me for over an hour about my life. If I would have gone to a psychiatrist, this would have been $120. So $20 is a bargain. And I never thought of social support in that manner.
One customer, I actually read it and it made me tear up a bit. He said that the place is pretty much like his second home.
Exactly.
His wife can't walk, but we still come here on Saturday for breakfast. That's all my wife can do now. And it makes her feel good to see the people. So how did Cappies transform into this sort of inviting, supportive environment? You think it mostly stems from the owner?
I think it stems from the owner. It stems from the employees. Many service establishments have high turnovers, so the employees never really get a chance to establish long-term relationships with their customers. What makes a good third place is employee longevity. And employees play an active role in third places. They get to know the customer's name. What makes a third place truly an extension of home is this idea of having employees who recognize customers, as well as having regulars who recognize other customers. And as service establishments lose their employees, they lose a key aspect of creating a third place.
do you see optimism for third places for generations to come, or is it something that's dying out with the older generation?
You know, that's a good question. Third places were extremely popular in Europe, in America, with coffee shops and neighborhood bars. But somewhere along the line, as we build suburbia and we build our malls, the third place had a negative connotation. We didn't want people to go hang out. In fact, the term hanging out itself almost has a negative connotation. And I think what we're discovering now is that people need third places in their lives. And unfortunately, in the retail landscape, many of these small neighborhood diners, cafes, bookstores, they can't survive in today's retail environment. But the internet, surprisingly, is actually serving as a third place for many customers and many consumers. So that gathering sites for health issues or sites that bring lonely customers together online can actually have the same impact as a third place.
There's kind of a momentum now for locally owned small businesses. Do you think that could bring back the physical aspect of people knowing each other and forming a community there?
Definitely. In fact, I hope the trend reigniting downtown locations, supporting small business, supporting local bars and coffee shops, it's not a negative. People need those places in their lives. And I think that the trend to moving back to downtown, the trend for local sourcing, for small operations, this is a trend to bring third places back in people's lives.
Well, Mark Rosenbaum, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about this.
Thank you very much.